Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, thank you. My name is Mark Miller. I'm actually calling from my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Who's sitting right here.
Okay. May I have her zip code, please? I'm sorry, Mr. Miller, to interrupt you. May I have her zip code so I can pull up her account?
Sure. It's 37918.
And what's her first and last name, Mr. Miller?
Marcia, that's M-A-R-C-I-A, Pilchik, P-I-L-C-H-I-K.
Okay, and her zip is 37918, sir?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a phone number for her? I don't see an account just yet.
954 area code.
Okay.
445-7975.
Thank you. And what's her first and last name again? You said, I see it, Marcia. It says Marcia Pilchik. Okay.
Yeah.
And, sir, can you verify for me her shipping address for security purposes on her account, please?
Sure. It's 5013 Magic Lantern Drive, Knoxville, 37918.
Thank you kindly, sir. And Mr. Miller, how exactly can I help you guys today? What I'm seeing is that she's been enrolled in a mobile food app called Bitehub because she responded to a sweepstakes to win a Dyson 11 vacuum cleaner. And the way it was presented, Mr. Miller, they tell them that they've won the Dysons and to pay the shipping. But when they go to pay the shipping, that's when they put this disclaimer on there saying they've been enrolled in this mobile food app and you have to be enrolled in the app to participate in the sweepstakes. And it's just an app that encourages healthy eating. It tells you how to cut sugars and carbs. But they did charge her $59.89. Now, if she wants to remain... If she wants to remain in that sweepstakes, they charge $20 a month if she wants to keep it.
Yeah, if I can just interject...
Mm-hmm.
You need to refund that money, okay? And because she's not interested in anything like that.
Right.
She's over 80 years old.
Mr. Miller. Enough said. I refunded that money. I canceled that account out, and I have a cancellation number for you. I'm also going to send your mother-in-law an email to the email address here, which is nanas005@AOL.com. That email is going to be a refund confirmation email, and that's just to state that $59.89, Mr. Miller, is being returned to her MasterCard that ends in 3108.
Thank you so much. You've been very, very helpful.
Certainly.
What is that confirmation number?
The cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel, 920-534-366. Again, C as in cancel, 920-534-366 is her cancellation number. And please allow 3 to 5 business days before she sees that money back on her card.
You must get this a lot, huh?
Every day, all day. Well, this is a third-party call center. We provide customer support.
This doesn't happen to her anymore.
Well, what she needs to do is not respond, not open any email saying that she won anything, because there's some type of way that they can actually, and I'm not just talking about this company, but once you open up those emails, if you open them up on your phone or any device where your credit card information is saved, some kind of way they can get it, because it happened to me. I'm not saying it wasn't this company, but all I did was go on a site and next thing I know, they sent me a confirmation thank you, and I didn't order anything. I merely went on the site, but some kind of way, the way technology is, they can get you. So don't open up anything that say, hey, you won this, or confirmation for your big prize. Don't do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Certainly. Okay. Thank you guys for calling customer support.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mr. Miller. You as well. You guys stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye.